Chesed, it also represented Gvorim. We see it in the whole Sefer Vayero. At the beginning of Vayero, the Torah tells us how Avraham, when he was trying to recuperate from the Mille at the age of 99, so then he had nothing else to do except to run and to be machisoch. Of course, it happened that the Orchim were malachim, but Avraham Avinu did not know that they were malachim. They disguised themselves as Arabs who worshipped the dust of their feet, and still Avraham Avinu persevered in doing chesed, to these pagans. I heard from my father Reb Chaim was an unusual machnesiach, and even those Olchim who were not nice people, who used to come in and even steal money from Reb Chaim, he still never tried to embarrass them. So somebody asked him, why does he do that? So he said, we can learn from Avraham Avinu. He did chesed to everybody, even to those he thought were Avdei Avizore, who worshipped the dust of the feet. So that it requires not just chesed, it requires chesed and bor. Now then, the second episode that is described in the Sefer Vayero is about Anshis Day. Anshis Day, Rishoyim, the Torah says, Vayim Radishem, Zakazdim, Vameiro, Shirobo, Vichatosom, Choki Chodom Eid, Eyodeno Veere, Hatitzakoso, Haboi Laiosu Kolo, Vimloi Eido. So there was exalting that the Anshis Day should perish. But still Avraham Avinu said, he pleaded on behalf of these Rishonim. Vayigash Avraham Vayimer, Haftispe Tzadikim Osho, Ula Yish Hamishim Tzadikim Vizichoyir, Haftispe Veloisis Olamokim, Luman Hamishim Tzadikim Ashabikirbo, Cholil Olocho, מעשיס כדוב רזה, להובי סדיק עם ראשו, והויו כסדיק ראשו, חוליוך, השיבת קלורס יעשה משבות. You won't find in the annals of history, throughout the generations, that a defense attorney should use strong language before a sheikh in Brosolatam. And here, Avraham Avinu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he used such strong terms, and the Rebbe Nishon did not resent this strong plea. On the contrary, he was rewarded for it. Vayimer Ad Hashem im emtso vizdein chamishim tzadikim b'zichoyir v'nososi l'chol amokim b'avur. If there will be 50 righteous people, so the whole year would be spared. Vayar Avraham, but he kept on bargaining Avraham. Vayimer hinenu alkeli dabir el Ad Hashem v'neichi ofo v'eifer. With humility, he used strong terms. Ula yachzerum chamishim asadikim chamisho hasashris b'chamisho eskoleir vayimer lo yashris im emtso shomar goyim b'chamisho. Vayisef edu idabir ilo vayimer ula imosin shomar boyim vayimer lo yeseb avur aboyim. ויהיה מעלנו יחל עד השם ועדבר אולי ימוצו שם שלישים ויהיה מעל לא יעשה אם אמצו שם שלישים ויהיה מעלנו אל תלידבר עד השם אולי ימוצו שם עשרים ויהיה מעל לא ישריז בעבור עשרים ויהיה מעל אל לא יחל עד השם ועדבר אחר פעם אולי ימוצו שם עשור ויהיה מעל לא ישריז בעבור עשור then he didn't flee anymore. Why? Sarashi says, because from the marble he knew they were at least nine, and still they were not spared. So, but the question is, Avraham Avinu was pleading that Rebbe Nishon should spare Zdei Damim. All of them, all the Rishonim. So that was on the basis of Midas HaRachamim, of the highest kind, to the nth degree. So why did he say, Hashem kol oretz v'yaseh mishpat? It's not mishpat. He should say that the Debir Eilom v'yaseh rachamim. But the answer is, I mentioned last week, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Tzedek mishpat mechem kisachon. Tzedek, righteousness, and mishpat, justice, are the pillars of the Kisei HaKavod. There's a difference between justice and righteousness. Justice takes cognizance only of the rights of the plenty, but has no concern about duties for the defendant. But tzedek not only takes cognizance of the right of the plenty, but it also takes cognizance of the hardships that the justice might entail for the defendant. So tzedek u'mishpat mechem kisachon, that the Ribbono Shel Olam's tzedek is mishpat, is really a combination of tzedek and mishpat. And tzedek becomes before mishpat. Why? Because mishpat is based upon the rights of the individual. The Bill of Rights is based upon the rights of an individual. In other words, that man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that's mishpat. But tzedek takes cognizance primarily of the duties towards everybody. And duties, they are a person owes to Hiroshi too. He's also a human being. He was also created in the image of God. He abused the image of God, but he had the potential, so we have to try to rehabilitate him. I mean, and this is the message and the lesson of I think I mentioned that last week, of the parasha of Egla Arufe. Chazal say that when the sons of Yaakov came back to Yaakov and they said that Yosef chai, so Yaakov lo yehemen lehem, he didn't believe them. Vayaresa golei, so then vatchi ruach avir. So the question is, what has that Golas to do? That Golas Yosef sent to bring in them Yaakov, what has it to do with the fact, the question as to whether Yosef is still living or not? But the answer is, they said, Mitzrayim vayoveir ha'asnan al Yaakov Avihem vayagidu leilei me'er et Yosef chai v'chumei shil v'chol ha'aretz Mitzrayim vayofek libei k'loi hemin lehem vayidabu elov eskodi v'yis v'asher dibra lehem vayares ha'agoleis v'asher sholach Yosef los v'seisei v'atchi ruach Yaakov Avihem v'nisod ha'agoleis, because they said v'Yosef chai, that he could believe. But then he said, that's contrary to the whole nature of Yosef to be Meishel. Yosef was a servant of the people, not a Meishel. So he didn't believe them. But then when he saw the Agoleis, so what he Yeruach Yaakov Abim Vahim Yisroel Ravo Yisib Nihoi Eucho Ve'arenu B'termos. So what does that show? That shows the combination of Chesed and Gvura. Chesed and Gvura. And this was the whole key of the Avraham Avinu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also because Avraham Avinu represented not only the Midah of Chesed, but he also represented the Midah of Gvura. Then again, ויהי רבי מלך ופיכל סרצבוי אל אברום לימר אליקים ממך בכי אשרתו איסי ואתו ישובו לי ואליקים הינו אם תשכלי ומימי ומרדי כחסד אשר עושיסי אימוך תעשי מודי במורס אשר גרת בו ויהי מרברום עונכי ישובה והכיח אברום לסבי מלך עלי לסביר המים Ashagos lo avdi Abimelech. Some difference between Avraham's approach and the approach of the United States government. United States government, they are not mechiach Saddam Hussein for the crimes and the atrocities that he is committing day after day against everybody, against Americans. But here, because the United States government traditionally has been showing a lot of chesed to all people, except to our Jews. But here Avraham Avinu had the combination, personified the combination of chesed and war. So then Yitzchiyah Avraham, he wanted to rehabilitate, to avouse the sparks of decency in Abimelech, Alegis Beramayim Ashagozlu, Avdi Abimelech. So that's the only way to establish peace in the world. Now again, in this Seder of Ayyor, so after Avraham Avinu attempted to sacrifice Yitzchok, so Vayikho Elov Malach Hashem Hashamayim, ויאמר לאברום אברום, ויאמר הנני, ויאמר אל תשלח אותך לנער, ואל טס למיומו, כי אתו ידעתי, כי אלוקים אתו, וחסכת רזבים חוסר לבך ממני. וייסע אברום לסינו, ונאי לך ימיחס בספר בקנו, וילך אברום וייקח אסריו, וירמיו ואילו את החזמי. וייקח אברום שם עמוקים ההוא, עד שם ירא, אשר יאמר עליהם, Bihar Adishem Yeroi. So then the Pirkei Rabbeinu says that Avraham Korei Yira and Shem Beneach Korei Sholem Umalki Tzodit Melech Sholem. That's Shem Beneach. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ekro, Eisei, Yiro, Harishem Sadiki Shalom, in Israel, if I'll call this city that is known as Yerushalayim, if I'll call it Chole, if I'll call it Yiro, the word Yiro means it's dedicated to Shivisi Harishem Nevi Tomi, to Yiras Hashem, to Avas Hashem. So, but shame is Sadiki Shalom, and it's not respectful to shame. In Ekroi say Shalom, Sat Avraham Sadiki Shalom on Israel. And Ekroi say Al Shneir, Yerushalayim, Yiroi Shalom. But Yiro comes first. The Yiro comes first in order to establish real peace. Not the kind of peace that is conducive to war. This is what the United Nations have been trying, or the League of Nations before the United Nations have been trying to do. But in order to establish real peace, So then there has to be a combination of Yiro and Cholim, Yerushalayim. Now, the Pirkei Rav Elazar, the same Pirkei Rav Elazar, also says, Vayoshav Avrom al Meorov, Vayokumu Vayilchu Yachtov al Be'er Sheva. Vayavrom Eichen Hoyo. What happens? Vayitzchok Eichen Hoyo. The Torah tells us everything that Avrom settled in Be'er Sheva. What's about Yitzchok? Elo, Avrom Sholach es Yitzchok. לבייס מדרושי של שם מושל יישו שהשירו מפילחו אמרו כין ששרתי מפילחי לא יוזוס פילחי יום and the same thing the medrash continues happened when Hanani Mishol Vazali when they were missing from the Kivshon Reish, so then they decided to go to study Torah. Same reason. Why? I mean, it's not that they didn't study Torah before, but for the same reason that Avraham Avinu sent Yitzchok after the Akedah. Now there is a Gemara in Maseches Tomit. The Gemara in Maseches Tomit tells us a very strange story that Shaul Alexander Mugden is Chachmi HaNegev. Ma yase odom v'yichye? What should a person do in order to live? So the Chachmi HaNegev said, Yomis es atzmi. He should kill himself. What kind of an answer? Sounds very paradoxical, but the Rambam says in Pirkei Milchas Yisrael Teo, he says that Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Agodol Aneo Shenemar V'Nikdashti V'Seir Ben Yisrael. So the Rambam says V'Kitza Adiya Mitzvot. So the Rambam says Kishiyok Manos ימיק זהו, ישראל זהו, על כל עבי מיצה שבתאו, עושה יבר מל יום, במה דבר אמורים בישור עבי עס, עבר מדרי זורג, להראי איזה שפיכות דומים, so you hurry no yada. And if he is not with a nefesh himself, so about Yish Hashem, and על חילו Hashem, and if he kept him the rabbi, so he's in Mechalas Hashem Ram. So the Rambam in discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so he did it in the wrong order. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, everybody knows, consists in giving up your life for the three avers. And here the Rambam first discusses that it's Yavah Val Yorik, V'chai Bo'em, V'vish Yomuz Ben. Then he said that three avers, so he has to be misrepresented. So the answer is, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem manifests itself in two ways. First, it manifests itself in giving up your life. It's only for the three avers. But then it manifests itself in living of Kiddush Hashem. Yeisif HaTzadik, so the Gemara says in Sefer Afiyut, Kiddush es Hashem, Bifarhesi. So he was ready to be Nefesh for himself. But that changed into a living Kiddush Hashem. So this, I think, was the Kavanah of the Chachmei HaNegev. When Alexander Mugden asked him, Ma yase odom v'yichye? So he said, Yom Yisrael. What he meant was that if a person wants to know how to be able to have the courage and the perseverance to give up your life on Kiddush Hashem, it's pretty hard. but in comparison with living under Hashem, of foregoing our caprices and whims, day after day, night after night, so that is much harder. So if one wants to be able to live under Hashem constantly every day, so then you should just imagine, suppose he had been asked to give up his life once. He said, do you do it? I knew 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago, 55 years ago, a certain woman in Washington Heights. She was a very educated woman. She was a high school teacher, a professor of mathematics. So then she had an old mother who was senile. In those days, she had Alzheimer's, but in those days, you didn't know the difference between senility and Alzheimer's, whatever she had. Very nice woman. So then she tortured the mother. When the mother said to her, why do you do this? Why do you do that? So she couldn't stand. Then, unfortunately, the mother got cancer. She gave up teaching, professorship, and she only took care of the mother. So, at that time, I couldn't understand. This daughter appeared at first to be a very ruthless daughter. But when her mother got cancer, then she showed superhuman devotion. Why? Because it's relatively easy to give the supreme sacrifice once in your lifetime, but it's pretty hard to give small sacrifices day after day, night after night. So this was the kavanah of the Chachmei HaNegev. Let him think, if he had to give the big sacrifice once, he certainly would do it in face of all hardships. So that will inspire him to bring the small sacrifice. And then was the reason, as I said before, as to why Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, sent Yitzchak to this Midrash Yishol Shem Meida, because he saw that he was able to bring the big sacrifice, al haskala v'chamo, he had the potential to bring the small sacrifice. Actually, the Ramban says that. And the Ramban sheds light on the whole episode of the Akedah. It's very strange. It's very difficult to understand that the Bein Yishlam had to be massive. Avraham Avinu were kato yodati, ki kimato. And before that, the Bein Yishlam didn't know. Kiatzio dati, mitchilo, the Ramban says, mitchilo hoyo yoidea yirosi bikeach, lo yotso mikeach. The Bein Yishlam knew before too, but before the Bein Yishlam knew that Avraham had the keach, the potential to do it, but lo yotso mikeach, but it wasn't implemented. Bimais ha'avod lazeh, ועתו נדע במייסה והיוסחוס ישורים ותים עסקור תשלמו ממדישם לכי ישראל ועם אס הפרשה שאלוקים הוא המנסה, נמצא בדרכנו, ומלאך הלשם הוא המניע והמבטיח, יסבורר בפוסוק המלאך הגרס, זה לא סטרים אקספרשן. Now he says, from the mice of Dakeda we see that the Rebbein Shalom of himself is the Menasse. But who is the Menea of Dakeda? That's a Malach. Now, Reb Chaim, the story I heard from my father about Reb Chaim was a little child, and it is a lady told him the story of Dakeda. So Reb Chaim cried very much. So then, asked him, why do you cry? After all, he wasn't slaughtered. He was saved. So Reb Chaim said, but how is it? Reb Chaim didn't know at that time, Rambam. So how is it that the Rebbein Shalom himself told him, but al tishlach yotrana, so that's only Malach. Why didn't the Rebbein Shalom himself tell him that? So this Alumni was very impressed, and he was too young to hear that he was mechavin to the Ramban. So he said, that's the reason, because Avraham Avinu was mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sumaruch HaShamayim without any hesitancy. And actually, it is interesting, there is a medrash, and later Reb Chaim explained the medrash. When Malach said to Avraham, Al tishlach yotcho ana, val tasli minumo, so Avraham Avinu es dikash. Es me lomar toli ki b'yitzchi kol chazah. Ve'ahayei lomar toli kach es bimcho es yichitcho, אס יצחוק אשר אהבתו ולך לך עצמו ליה ויחשב אתה אימא לי אל תשלח להיות חולנה what's the pshat so all the unfortunates why did that form as that קשת הרבי נשאר לו later when the מלאך told him already אל תשלח להיות חולנה he should have asked when the רבי נשאר said to him כך אז בינך אס יחיצחו So the fortune say, if Avraham Avinu had asked that child, and when the Rebbein Shalom told him, Kachas Binuchas Yitzchok, Asher Ahavto Es Yitzchok, Lech Lecho, Al Eretz HaMelchiyo, Va'aleihu Shom Le'ilo, so then it would look that Avraham Avinu is trying to evade the Akedah. Reb Chaim said, Does he wish to tell us? I'm repeating the expression, he says, does he must not Avraham Avinu in the regina kapote? Somebody has a certain kapote, and he tries to understand Avraham Avinu with his kapote. His kapote would not fit Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu needs his special kapote. And no designer will be able to make a kapote for Avraham Avinu. So, And then the Medrash continues. When Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbein Shalom that kashe, so he said, Kishomarte lcho, kachas binuches yechitcho, asher ahavto es yitzcho, va'aleihu, alimarte lcho hakribeihu, shochteihu, elu haleihu. Haleihu. So what does it mean? That's what the Ramban says. In other words, the purpose of the Akedah was to tell Avraham Avinu of his potential so that it will not be Bikeach, but it will be Yeitze Minakeach Alapea. And then the Pirkei Rav Lozor says, Eisei Shehikriv Avraham Tachas Yitzchok ויוצא באישום דובר לבטו. גידוף שלא איסי עייר נעשה ממנו עשור הניבולים של קינר של דוד. The Gemara in Brachah says, in Sanhedrin, K כנראו תלו מיילו ממיתו של דוד, וכשבו רוח צבאיס מנשבת בחצי הלילה, סודן, so the king started to play. In other words, David certainly represented the leader of Vure, Malchus, but not only, but it was also together with Chesed, because to be able to show Vure against the same Yisrael, B'chatzi HaLaila, in the midst of utter darkness, when there is no shadow of light, so then that requires not only Gvura, it requires a lot of chesed too. Now, Eirei shall oise ayil, boi nase is a mosnof shall yoanam. Now, the belt, or the girdle of Yoanovi was made figuratively out of the Eirei, the height of that height. Now, to stand up before, against Achav, against the devil, who tried to destroy all the Eirei Hashem, all the Nevi'i Hashem, with the help of the Nevi'i Abar, so that involved not only glory, it required chesed as well, even more chesed than that. And then Kamei shall smell Shavuos Ha'ayil, so boy nase sheifa shalmatenteo. Kamei shall mean Shavuos Ha'ayil, so boy yitoka b'sheifa godel, shenema v'hoyo balim ahu, yitoka b'sheifa godel, ubo evdi me'aretz ashur, v'amidochi me'aretz Mitzrayim, ונשתחבו בהרקיש בירושלים. בהרקיש בירושלים. So, what's the kavone? And the kavone is the same. In other words, what inspired the Jews throughout the ages, in the middle of the night, to sing Shiret HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What inspired the Jews throughout the ages, B'dir Shel Shmat, to throw themselves into the fire, into the furnace? What was it? It was the Mesiras Nefesh shown by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. The Venezra Esikashi, he mentions that Chazal say that Yitzchak was already 37 years old at the time of that king. So it's a strange Venezra. He says, if he was so old, so how is it that the Torah only mentions the Gvul of Avraham Avinu and not of Yitzchak? So he says he was a little child. But, alright, the Ebenezer requires an explanation. But why does the Torah emphasize the Kavod of Avraham Avinu? So, there are two reasons. One is because it's much harder, by far, to sacrifice a child than to sacrifice yourself. As a matter of fact, Ravon in the Chuvas so mentions, explains the Teraskian, What does it mean? Now, so the Ravon says that the Nazar is only Mesiv on Rabbi Akiva. He agrees with what Rabbi Akiva says. The fatherly love is a very sublime thing, but there is something that is more sublime. The devotion shown by a devoted father to a child is much more sublime than fatherly love. So this is a cloud godel. Yesam is a. So again, it fits into a pattern. So when the When Alexander Munden asked the Chachmi HaNegev, Mayase Odom V'Yichye, how can a person become inspired to move on Kiddush Hashem constantly, every day? So the Chachmi HaNegev said, Yom Yisrael, you should just imagine what he would do if he had been called upon to give up his life. He certainly would do it. So then he should transfer it into everyday life. So then it will not seem to be hard at all. So this is again the same concept that the Ramban expresses to the Madri Mizeh, Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hamtzabe Hu Al HaKedo Umalach Hashem Hu Aminea. There's a story about the Gaon of Vilna. The Gaon of Vilna, everybody knows, put a cheren against the Hasidim and against the Rav. So then, and of course, all the Talmidei Agor supported it. But there was one Talmid, the outstanding Talmid, the Chaim Aruchener, he made cholem between Chassidim and Misnag. And he even wrote a letter to Rabbi Shua Tzeitlin, who was the Kor of the Malchus, that we have to abolish, to lift the ban against the Hasidim, because otherwise, Klal Yisrael would be a catastrophe for Klal Yisrael. So then, one of the Talmidei Agor asked the old Rav Chaim Aruchener, the Rav Chaim Aruchener in his Akdome, to the Goyim's Perush, to suffer its Nirse, writes that the Goyim was not Ibn Adon, he was the Malach Hashem. So he said, Malach Hashem, put a Cheren, and you are trying to leave the Cheren. So he said, Chaim Aruchener mentioned this Rebbe. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzav HaRashino UMalach Hashem Hu HaMineya. So in order to make an Akedah of the Klal Yisrael, so just the Novi is not enough, but there has to be, we have to hear it, because the Rambam in the Nevuchim discusses all kinds of Dargis and Nevui. So one Dargis of Nevui is when the Maran Nevui, the Novi, sees the Mar, just the Mar. There's another higher Dargi when he hears the voice of the Malach, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the highest Madrege is when he hears B'Maram Vuyi, the Kir Hashem himself. So he said, the Goyen tried to do something in Shem Shomali that will be an Akedah of Klal Yisrael. So we don't have to listen to the Goyen. Let's say, I once saw the letter, I don't know where. I'm sure that it can be obtained, that letter. So that is the message of the Akedah, that the purpose of the Akedah was to advise Avraham Avinu of his potential and to be meitzi mina keach al apeah. And this is what everybody has to do today. To just imagine if Chas V'Shalom we would be called upon to bring the supreme sacrifice, would do it, not all of us, but many of us, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the people in Eretz Yisrael, from all segments, would be ready to do it. So we should translate it into the Kiddush Hashem, in living our Kiddush Mei HaGadol Baruch Hu.